My name is Nicole. I live in New Jersey, and this is the time I felt American. My mom immigrated here when she was 26, my dad when he was 2. My mom is fluent in Tagalog. My dad didn't really grow up with the language, so because of that, in my household, I didn't grow up with them speaking Tagalog, so I didn't really understand or learn the language. When we moved to New Jersey in 1998, there was a larger Filipino community, but there was criticism from the way that I was as a Filipino American. My lolo, my mom's dad, and also parents of other Filipinos in the area would call me and my siblings Americano. We would prefer pasta over Filipino food. That would make us Americano. We didn't understand the language. That was Americano. And they would say it with almost disgust. I mean, it was disgust in their voice. A lot of the Filipino community, they're tight-knit, but I chose to stay away. In college, I had a Filipino friend, but it wasn't until after the death of my grandparents during the pandemic that I wanted to connect more with Filipino culture as a means to connect with them beyond death. I tried some of my grandma's favorite foods. I know she loved bagoong with unripe mango. I had patis or fish sauce with my fried fish. I actually learned Tagalog for fun. With the birth of my son in 2025, when my lolo, my mom's dad, met him for the first time when he was about 1 month old, we were trying to get him to wash his hands in English. And then suddenly I said, "Nakahugas ng kamay," which I think the grammar is incorrect, but it's something like wash your hands. And so they all laughed, and my grandpa, my lolo, washed his hands. A couple months later, he was so excited to see his great-grandson, and I pretended my son was talking to my lolo, and he said, "Mahal kita, lolo. I love you, lolo." And lolo said in English, "I love you, Kai." It just felt a full circle moment of me coming into and embracing my Filipino-American heritage. I am both Filipino and American, and I'm now proud to be both.